Same their jewelry store, didn't they?
Yeah, when my dad went in there in the Coven's building, Mr. Blake went in there with his jewelry store, and he was there for years and years. And of course, his daughter lives over on Main Street here. Her name is Mrs. Blasco. And we knew the Blakes very well, quite friendly with the Blake family, and back and forth. And, there's quite a lot of activity along Center Street in those days. Next door, where Cloverdale was, Sally Bell Bakery was in there. A man by the name of Her ran that bakery shop, and they had a lovely bakery in there. I wish we had. It was just a marvelous bakery, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And he made salt rising bread, and when he made salt rising bread, you could smell it all over town. He was baking salt rising bread. It was something else. And go in there and make you hungry to go in his bakery shop. I'd love to go in there and get a lunch roll, you know, a big long lunch roll, frosting on the top. When I came home from school, of course, I'd start eating at the front end of the store and go to the back, candy and cookies. And then by the time I got my mother at dinner at 6 o'clock, I wasn't hungry because I was eating over the store, lunch and all of that.
Now, what did your own family consist of, Carl? I mean, brothers and sisters? Or?
I had no brothers and sisters.
Oh, your only child.
I was the only child.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And your relatives, of course, were not from here. You were born up north, you told me.
Yes, my grandfather was a Methodist minister and lived in Horton Bay in the summertime and in Florida in the wintertime. And he was retired by about that time, but he went back and forth many times, 25 winters, I think he spent in Florida. So
that was most unusual in those days.
A long life, yeah. And he had a 1926 Dodge. He drove back and forth to Florida. And in those days, that was a rough trip. You know, it took him about, they wouldn't drive maybe a couple hundred miles a day. You know, he'd stay overnight and keep on going back and forth. Quite a trip down to there. And they came every fall and spring, stopped here and visited on their way to northern Michigan. And we always enjoyed that. I enjoyed when they were here. And then I would go summer on the train up to Charlevoix. He'd pick us up. My mother and I'd go on the train up to Charlevoix, and he'd pick us up in Charlevoix. And we'd spend some time in Horton Bay. And that's our place yet up there. We still go there. And we're now five generations there.
Is that right? Isn't Horton Bay where Hemingway?
Yes, it's a very notorious place.
Yes.
It's getting more so all the time, I'll tell you.
Did you know any of the Hemingway family?
How's that?
Did you know any of the Hemingway family?
No, I didn't. You see, probably when Ernest Hemingway was coming to Horton Bay store, I was 2 or 3 years old, and we lived down just a mile down the road from that store. And so I probably was... my grandfather, of course, was there in Horton Bay at the time, and he was married in Horton Bay, Ernest Hemingway. It was quite a possibility that my grandfather might have officiated at his first wedding there.
First marriage,
He'd been there, minister in Horton Bay. And
a moment ago, you mentioned trains. What do you remember about the interurban that came out this way? Neither one of you have mentioned.
Well, I remember it came up there and right in the center of town, and you could get the streetcar there, and you could go to Farmington, or you could go to Wayne, and clear into Detroit on the interurban streetcar. But I remember going on a few times, but I didn't take too many trips on it. I remember they had to turn around down by Griswold and Main down there. At the place, he turned around down there and backed the streetcar up to Main Center because there's no place to turn around up here, so he could be going the other way. You ever remember riding on the interurban?
No.
No. And people who worked at Ford's used to ride on it, and they'd come in here and work at Ford plant, you know, in those days. You know. And early days of Ford's, Ford wouldn't let anybody smoke in the plant, you know. Mr. Ford, no smoking anywhere on the Ford property whatsoever. And so if you went by Ford's about 7:30 at night, you'd see all the men sitting out on the curb out there having a smoke, because he wouldn't have smoke in the plant or even done the property, so he had to go out in the street to smoke.
I understand you worked for Ford's.
I worked there for 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
The valve plant? The
valve plant in Northville.
Tell me about that.
Well, it was fun place to work in those days, really, because we had, and I went there, because the people that were there had worked there a long while and knew all the things that happened a long while. It was almost, it was an entertainment to go to work. We had so many characters down there in those days. And I don't think that it was that way when it got kind of to the end of our journey there.
What did you do there?
Well, I was a machine operator, and I was in the union. I was the president of the union down there for quite a while. And I'm still active. We have a retired chapter here in Northville. I'm a chairman of the retired chapter of people that worked Northville plant.
Is that right?
And we meet once a month during the winter months here in Legion Hall. And
were you instrumental in keeping it here as long as it's been here, you think?
Oh, I think I was, yes. I think I contributed quite a bit to that.
Because it seems to me if they wanted to close it more than once.
Oh, yes, they talked about it. That was quite a common thing to hear, or we're going to close the plant. Mm-hmm. But the plant always made money down here. It was a productive plant, and it was always a money-making thing for us. We made a profit all the time down here. We were in competition with other places that made valves, but we made a tremendous amount of, made the biggest percentage of all the valves for products down here in this plant. And there for many, many, many years, did a lot of business down here.
How many employees when it was at its peak, do you remember?
When I went there, when I went to work for Ford's, they had over 1,000 employees. They were building, they were making, they had a job in the basement. They made a two-piece bushing down there at that time, besides the valves. And then when they went to, they did away with that bushing job down there, and we lost quite a lot of business then. And then we went to making totally valves, and went down to about 300 then.
Now, I've been curious for a long time about the water wheel, which I know is decorative more than anything, but what's the history of that?
It was hooked up to, when the plant was first built there, it was made to generate electricity. And know, it had a generator on it, a powered generator. And then they finally sold that generator to Mexican government. And they took that out. They had to take part of the front of the building out when they took that out of there. And it was shipped down to Mexico, that generator.
Detroit sold their streetcars to Mexico, and Ford Motors sold their generator.
Matter of fact, Mr. Beal, who was the chief engineer down there, went down to Mexico to set that generator up and get it going. He lived in Norfolk on South Center Street.
Was the water wheel where it is now? I mean, was
yes,
it visible
uh-huh,
from
yeah,
Main
yeah.
Street?
Uh-huh. It's right where it is now, same thing.
What other industry was here then that...
in the beginning, you mean?
Yes.
They had a scale factory one time over here. I made stems and scales here.
Uh-huh.
Stems and aircraft.
Where was that located?
That was over there on Katy Street in there. And there was a foundry in there. They made furnaces, the Bell Foundry. They made furnaces here. Boy, they made lots of furnaces. I don't think we made manhole covers that
long.
They made airplanes here. Stinson Aircraft was in here.
Really? The mm-hmm. the complete plane?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They made
where
the
was
airplane.
That?
Right in there where...
across from the car wash.
Right down from the car wash there.
Almost across from Port Fed.
Yeah. Made Stinson Aircraft was here for many years.
Was that during
Eddie Stinson lived here in at that time in North.
Was that during World War?
No, this is prior to World
War.
Stinson Aircraft moved to Wayne, and they were operating, making airplanes during World War II. Marvin Moultop, that lives here in Norfolk, was in. When Stinson Aircraft worked over there for a while. He worked for Stinson Aircraft when it was here in Norfolk and it was down here. Then he worked at Ford's for many years and then he went back to Stinson's. Marvin lives down here in Norfolk, yeah, on Wing Court. M.J. Moultop, Marvin Moultop. You might like to write his name down. Marvin's getting on in years now. 88 years old, and he's quite crippled.
Would he remember?
Oh, yeah. I think he would.
Moultop,
Moultop. Marvin's a very nice man.
Where does he live?
On Wing Court. When you... first house, when you drive in, first house on the right.
So you have to coordinate a lot of this with the director because there's several interviewers doing these things. So
if you called Marvin knows a lot about old Norfolk too. He was here for a long time.
Well, his wife worked for your dad.
Yeah, she worked for my dad. Mrs. Moultop worked for my dad, and she worked for my mother too. Mm-hmm. Marvin knows a lot about old Norfolk and about all those things. He worked for Stinson's and all that stuff. That was something else. They used to take the airplanes right up Main Street, you know. And they had an airport out there on the corner of 6 Mile and Beck Road out in that area out there. It's where Lappin's got that field out there. I guess they play ball out there now, out in that area, where they had the airport. In fact, Amelia Earhart came here one time to fly one of their planes. They made
really?
The one they called the Detroiter. Made an airplane they called the Detroiter. And she came over here one time and flew one of those airplanes here.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
About when would that have been?
In the 20s.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when they used to take them around.
You mean they taxied them? They didn't?
No, they took them out with a truck.
Oh,
without
they?
The wing on, see? They'd take them right up Main Street and right out that airport out there, and they put the wing on out there and fly them out of there.
They had Joe Louis trained out here, too.
Yeah, you know,